Chapter 3. A Mimic is an Awesome Thing to Waste. I landed hard on the marble floor, sliding several feet before slamming into the security desk. My ears rang as I blinked to clear the stars from my vision. Next to me, Mick winced in pain, but rotated onto all fours. The knife had caught him just below the right collarbone. He shoved one of his hands against the wound, murmuring words I couldn't hear, but the heat that pumped from his body signaled he was performing a healing spell. Smoke and debris filled the entrance, while the shrill cries of the building's alarm rattled inside my head. I wobbled upright, grasping the cracked security desk for support, and turned toward the entrance. Streetlights illuminated dozens of shadows as they burst through the haze into the building. The creatures were long, with flaps of yellow, furry skin that hung from their bodies like the folds of a bloodhound. They had flat, featureless faces, scrawny arms and legs, and thin lips that curled back to reveal rows of sharp teeth. With the addition of high cheekbones and black orb eyes that were set wide apart, the creatures had a freakish humanoid appearance. They charged into the entrance on all fours like a pack of rabid hyenas. The majority skidded across the polished floor as they galloped down the hall, but three continued toward Mick and me at full speed. I drew the Glock, but the lead beast plowed into me before I could pull the trigger. The impact tossed me onto my back once more, knocking the gun from my hands. I expected the creature to attack, but instead it launched off of my chest and crashed into the guards at the security desk. The three of them collapsed into a heap of snarls and startled curses, while a second beast pounced on me. It raked fingers across my chest, but the talon-like fingers caught in the webbing of the Kevlar. It jerked its hand in an effort to free itself, while I reached beside me and snagged the Glock. As I turned back, however, I froze. Gone were the sallow, sickly features. Instead, I found myself staring at my mirror image, complete with my vest and holster. Mirror Me cocked its head like a bird, sneered, then raised a fistful of claws overhead. Instinctively, I swung the Glock upward and pulled the trigger. The gun thundered, and the hollow point punched a large, bloody hole in the chest of my attacker. My other face contorted with pain as